think beyond normal humans. I've always been a fan of game theory. It's an interesting way to game out pretty much anything. And unless you make it a point to study game theory, you don't really understand that it is everywhere and it can be applied in a kajillion places. One popular application is in evolutionary psychology, how evolution works through natural selection. This is often misunderstood. Game theory can help understand how thousands of generations of natural selection can shape certain species. The reason for the misunderstanding is pretty basic. They look at an animal and they look at its evolutionary programmed strategies for finding a mate, things that worked best over the thousands of generations. But then they metaphorically call this a strategy. But that's really an anthropomorphized metaphor. People misunderstand this and apply it to individual humans, as if ladies have a consciously determined strategy when it comes to finding dudes to fall in love with. But think of it this way. Imagine you're an algebra teacher and you say this to the class, "Okay, kids, all these X's over on this side really want to be with their friends over on this side, on the other side of the equation." This is really a metaphor for showing kids how to solve for X. Variables are abstract concepts that can't want anything. So when people talk about female dating strategies, most of the time, they really have no idea what they are talking about. Most people like sugary tasting things. Cookies, ice cream, candy, etc. That's because of the long path of evolution, we've developed a taste attraction for sweet things because sweet things have an instant energy. People who randomly and luckily liked things that had plenty of sugar tended to survive. People who randomly and unluckily loved the taste of dirt didn't survive. We can call this a human eating strategy, but no human walks around saying, I need a quick burst of energy, so let me check my chemistry reference book and calculate which chemicals will give me that quick boost of energy. Instead, we think, oh, this looks good. One of the most famous game theory examples is the prisoner's dilemma. Two guys get caught robbing a bank. If they rat out the other guy, they get a year while the other guy gets 10 years. If they keep quiet and the other guy rats them out, they get 10 and the other guy gets 1. But in real life, nobody rats anybody out. Why? Because bank robbers and other criminals need to maintain their reputation of not being a rat and to maintain good relationships with other criminals. Of being a criminal you can trust. Don't worry, if we get caught, nobody will rat anybody out. This is far beyond the complexity of most people's thinking today. This is why most people aren't in such good shape, physically, financially, romantically. But if you can develop some long game thinking, strategizing, and some genuine resilience, that can take you pretty far. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.